Thank you for calling customer support. This is Lakin. How may I help you today?
Yeah, I just needed to cancel some of my order. It seems that there was stuff added on that I didn't want added on.
Yes, ma'am. Let me get it pulled up for you. What's your zip code?
83843.
Thank you. And what's your first and last name?
Cynthia Goodwater.
All right, and then verify your address for security purposes.
Yeah, 520 Empire Lane, number 17, Moscow, Idaho.
Thank you. All right, so I do have an account pulled up here. I do see here. You're trying to sign it for the NevoFit Keto, is that correct?
Yeah, just the trial bottle, and then it wouldn't let me say no to the other things. It just kept adding things to my cart.
It did.
Yeah, it wouldn't let me say no. When I clicked on, there was some like pass or no thanks or just continue to cart or something, and then there was an add button. So I just clicked continue to cart and it just kept adding everything.
Yeah, that one makes sense. You're right about that. Yeah, usually it'll, I mean, of course it's gonna ask you to add stuff, but you don't actually have to add it.
Yeah, but it wasn't really giving me a choice. There was not a, I don't want this button. There was just yes or continue to cart. So I just clicked continue to cart and it just
Oh,
kept
and then it just
adding things.
added it. I see what you're saying. Yeah, sure. We'll have to tell them about that because, yeah, I'm not.
And yeah, and it didn't add them right away. It went ahead and did the purchase for the, bottle of pills and the shipping and handling on it. And then later, I found out it added all those things because then I got all these different charges. And I said, no.
You got that right. She said, I said, yeah, you're right about that. Well, looks like those products. I do see here it's showing the NVF smartwatch and the NVF personal blender, which all these items have actually already shipped. I thought you just did it, but I see you did this on the 4th. You must just paid attention to your bill.
Yeah, well, I did. I sent a message right away on the day I ordered it, and it was said that it failed to the support email.
Oh, you sent, yeah, you should have. Did you not have the number? Yeah, because see, it probably we don't do it through the email, so that's probably why it failed. But it should have advised you to call in. It didn't tell you anything because that's because they've actually already shipped out. So the ones that you don't want, once you get them, you'll have to call back in. I thought you had
Yeah,
just purchased it.
it didn't go through when I emailed support. It didn't go through, and that was the only contact information I think I had to begin with. So then, yeah, it told me the domain name system reported it does not exist. So that was really weird. And then I think I got a. I responded to the orders email, I think. And that's when yesterday, they didn't email me back until yesterday, and it said that I would have to call customer service.
Correct, yes. Yes. Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah, usually if you try and email us, they'll alert you that you would need to call in to do any type of a canceling or, to the account. I'm not sure why it took a whole day, but yes, ma'am. So let me see if it's showing when these items are gonna arrive. Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll have to tell them about that because I'm not sure they don't know because I've never been on a website where it just adds or, doesn't let you delete something. So.
Yeah, and I don't know why they didn't contact me right away because I sent that on Saturday and they just got back to me yesterday. So the shipment could have been stopped
You're right.
probably, but I
Yes.
didn't I didn't hear anything back from anyone until yesterday.
I see what you're. That's why I said, because when you did it, I figured, well, oh, she must have just called in. She's seen it. But then I see you call. I mean, you did it on the 4th. Yeah, it looks like, yeah, everything is shipped out. It's actually in transit now. So what you can do, I put in everything that happened with the account that you did email us. It failed. You just received a call back on yesterday, and that's why you're calling in, because you didn't want those other products. And then we'll have to handle it from there once you get the products. You should probably get it within the next 2 or 3 days.
Okay.
So, and I'm sorry about that.
And
yeah, tell them what happened, that you just wanted to get the pills, the keto for the $6.95, but it kept adding the other ones. You had no way to decline it. You did send an email on the same day, but you did not get anyone until yesterday, and apparently the items had already shipped.
Yeah, so will they just probably send me a shipping label or something? Or
Well, no, we don't send out labels, but they may let you send it back for a refund. But you'll have to ship it back yourself, though. They're not going to send you out a label.
They're going to make me pay for it.
If they give you that option, yes, ma'am. Because we don't send out shipping. I know.
When I couldn't say no to those being added, and I emailed the same day.
I put all that on. Well, you'll have to. Yeah, whoever you speak with, they'll handle that part for you. But I did put everything in there so they know that you did try to cancel it before it shipped out, so they may be able to do something about that. Yes, ma'am. She's like, oh my god.
Okay.
I'm sorry about that. Like I said, I'll definitely put
there,
everything.
I
know. Well, you shouldn't have any issues. Like I said, once they, you know, see what happened, I'm sure there won't be any problem with helping you out.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. You're so welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day. Sorry for the inconvenience.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Goodbye.